things. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So that could be another way. Hey, say you're browsing this gene A, but in the background, you're also telling the user, you may be interested in gene B and C because those two genes are also interacting, are known to interact with this thing based on some experimental evidence. And that's the interaction viewer is your common theme, or your ontology common annotation is your common theme, or your gene ancestry is your common theme on that side. It's basically creating a network of all the pieces of information, right? So that is true, Eugene, but somewhere you would have to store, you have to, in order to do that machine learning or active learning, which you call it, whatever you call it, you need to process all the dots, connecting dots, right? I don't know how you want to do that.
So I see some kind of statistical analysis module, which I'm sure we're doing some already, but we may want to also think on along those lines to see where we can do more, maybe to help out a little bit more with the data. I mean, we can do some of the stuff with Jeff and Yanming.
Yeah.
And, you know, clearly the statistical analysis they've been doing, especially Yanming, is something we might be able to borrow. Like looking at the p-values, and I think we're doing some of those p-values already, but I think, you know, as we're going, Yanming seem to have a few different methods or different metrics developed for that kind of research.
Right. That's a possibility. But the only thing is that my concern is that they are here for 10 weeks. What can they accomplish in 10 weeks? I think that 10 weeks they would be able to, if both of you work together, they may be able to chart out a strong schema for the gene database where you store all the metadata about the gene and their annotation.
Mm-hmm.
And to how to present that information for a user interface. And I want that information, that database, to be editable by somebody logs in and edits online. There might be a bulk import option. That happens on the command line. But we can make it an editable version so that different levels of users, like an admin or just a plain novice user, can come and edit, and restricted by their level of editing level, the certain fields are restricted by that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So somebody can come and annotate only the annotation, but they cannot annotate. They cannot change the name and the symbol.
So like different views, like so what people can view and edit?
They can get a different view, or they can see the same view, but fields are restricted by their level. Right? Mm-hmm. So that could be one way of looking at it. Because that is a prime deliverable on the project.
Okay.
That we build a resource and then that goes out. So once we start having, then all these annotations can start flowing into the database from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm asking is that because once we have this editable version of the gene database, I want to build it as an app.
Mm-hmm.
So that community members, if I'm interested in that gene, I'm reading a paper about that gene and that information is not stored in the database, I should be able to log in and edit it right away. And then move on. Right? Like a Wikipedia page, but it's not Wiki platform. We don't want to use Wiki platform. It's not a very secure and robust.
Yeah, we tried that.
We have tried that. Semantic Wiki.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't turn out to be that very long. So I don't know how you want to put it together. Whether you want to have a very strong MySQL database schema, or you want to do a MongoDB kind of things, or NoSQL store for running that interface and still storing the information in the structured fashion. So I think if that can be a doable thing in 10 weeks time.
Yeah.
And then everything else feeds into that database.
Mm-hmm. Well, Prakash, I mean, the thing I'm thinking, maybe this is something you and I can talk a little bit more offline, but I think it'll be good for us to move forward. But both Christian and Marquise are coming to the RU from this program, so they have to pick their project. So I think I should talk to them also just to get their feel for what they would like to do. And the other concern is, if they both are interested in this particular project, we somehow have to figure out a way so that they can do different parts that are so different that it could they will sound like different projects instead of like the same project. So that's the other concern, because they have to go back and actually present their results.
Right. So it would be some, let's say, for example, if I'm thinking about if it's a, it could be a different project, right? But I'm for this thing. One person just does the user interface part and editable fashion and things like that. And other one, one person does the database schema and the import mechanism from bulk. So we have to still put the information in, right? So that could be one. We can start with a test. Start creating a format for how the information will flow in. And the other person is visualization. Visualization is mainly stitching together a lot of things and secure editable interface.
Yeah. I think that's an option. I think we have to go back and consider, what exactly and which part we'd like to work on.
Yes, yeah. And discuss it with Eugene. There might be some other projects too, but I don't know. I just gave you the things that we have on priority on our projects, and then where we want to have. We want to keep things simple and doable in a short span of time, unless he comes for a PhD part. That's a different thing.
Okay.
I was not recording this one.
I hit recording a couple minutes ago, but I think we lost about 10 minutes from when Laurel left.
Right. So I can share my this thing. I can share you some examples after you decide which project you want to work on. And let me know. Or let Eugene know, and then we can all get it.
Okay.
From my side, I think your point of contact would be Justin Elser. I will chime in. From the biology side and tell you a little bit more guidance on that side. So, and so Justin Elser would be more your conduit to my lab resources, right? And whatever you need it to. Right? Good?
So I guess we'll move to meet with Eugene again. So we can work that out with him.
Let me know. Let me know how we want to proceed if you're interested.
All right. Nice meeting you, man.
Nice seeing you guys.
Nice to see you.
Bye bye.
Take care, Pankaj. All right. Take care, Justin and Laurel.
All right. Bye.
Bye bye.